Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Math is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour, having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, one of our favorite people in the world, original founding member of our Brain Trust, and we'll celebrate her 20th anniversary a little bit later in the year. BarbaraWeltman.com. Barbara, tell us what's there.
I have my idea of the day and my blogs. Today's blog is on some business books you should be reading, and all kinds of other alerts and information for small businesses.
So check it out, folks. It's a lot of good stuff. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Okay, Barbara, the 20% deduction, small businesses, pass-through companies, pass-through entities, didn't get a tax cut. We got a deduction, a 20% deduction on our business income. But everyone doesn't qualify. How are they going to decide who qualifies, Barbara? Is it going to wind up being as much of a nightmare as I'm afraid it's going to be?
Definitely. but if you understand it, it's not that hard to get through. So first you look at your taxable income, not your business income, not your adjusted gross income, not your household income, taxable income. And if you don't have more than $315,000 on a joint return or $157,500 on any other
type of
return.
For all income.
All your income after all your deductions.
Yeah, right.
This is your taxable
after
income.
Okay.
If you're not over this threshold, you get the full 20%. No ifs, ands, or buts. Regardless of what kind of business you're in. Once you go over this threshold for taxable income, then there's a new W-2 limitation because the deduction is limited to the lesser of 20% of qualified business income or, and this is like only tax writers could say this, or the greater of 50% of W-2 wages or 25% of W-2 wages plus 2.5% of the unadjusted basis property.
Holy mackerel.
It's crazy. It's called the W-2 limitation.
And
now, we've heard a lot about the service businesses.
Yeah.
When it comes to service businesses, basically lawyers, accountants, consultants, and others who fall into this category of specified service businesses, the amount of qualified business income that they can take into account is reduced once they're over this the taxable income threshold, and it may be that once, depending on how high their income goes, they may have no income to take into account, meaning zero deduction.
But they get deduction of the 315, but not over the 315.
If they go
over 315, it wipes the whole thing
out? Once you go over 315,
you may have zero deduction. Wow.
I thought that was if your income is high enough.
I thought that was the way it was.
If your income is high enough, no.
Wow.
So it's very complicated.
Well, and very
there's many open questions.
Unfair.
That need IRS guidance.
So you're an attorney, Barbara. You're an advisor. Could this affect you?
Once, if you're in a specified service business and your taxable income exceeds $415,000 on a joint return, which many partners in law firms fall into that category, or $207,500 for all other businesses, you get zero.
That's unbelievable. That's just, folks, we have to juxtapose this over on the fact that without limitation, corporate America got 21% flat permanent cut, not a deduction, but a cut, 21% flat permanent. We got 20% deduction, highly qualified, very complicated, and it goes away in 7 years. What's wrong with that picture, Barbara? What's wrong with that picture?
You said that. Well, it's fair, forget fair. It's not even in the same sentence here.
Yeah.
But I think that as we start to live with this, I think this is going to be revisited. That's my hope.
Surely it will.
I know they're finally coming.
That's the reason why I'm raising so much cane about it, Barbara.
I think we do need to do it, and I think that many small business advocacy groups are coming around. Look, they're coming around now to trying to work on, which has been a shame for many years, the fact that owners can't deduct their medical coverage as a business expense.
Exactly. Hey, Barbara,
I
got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Nobody's done what you did today better than you did it. Barbara Welt, Malaysia. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.